E-commerce is exploding in China. Think of it this way. Last month, sales for the online shopping holiday Singles Day hit more than $14 billion. That's an increase of 60% in just 1 year. It is unspeakable amounts of money. By 2019, online sales are expected to top $1 trillion. It's no surprise then that so many Australian businesses are looking to get on board. Among them is Jessica Rudd, author and the founder of Jessica's Suitcase. She joins us now. Thanks so much for your time, Jess.
No worries, Patricia.
Now, it's called Jessica's Suitcase because it's a business that literally sprang from your packed bags, right? How did it all start? Where did you get the concept?
I was living in Beijing, and every time I came home to Australia for a christening or a friend's wedding or something like that, I'd get text messages from my friends in China or messages on WeChat saying, can you bring this back for me? Or do you know, have you seen any of this or whatever? And I thought, there's a business in this.
Why do you think, though, psychologically, I think I'm getting a bit deep here, but you know what I'm trying to say, your Chinese friends were so interested in the kind of products that you had in that suitcase?
I think because when you spend time in China, if you're living in China, particularly if you don't have a foreign passport and there aren't any other options for you, you wake up every morning, as my friends and my team in Beijing have done for the last week, and look out the window and go, wow, that is really gross. And sometimes hazardous. And if you've got a kid, you worry about, you know, you can't protect them from the air outside, but you want to control what you put into their bodies and onto their bodies. And what we represent, I guess, as Brand Australia, if you like, is clean, pure, green, beautiful, low population, vast landscape. And the Chinese love that about us. And when they look at our products, that's what they think of. They think they can trust us. They think that we've got clean products and they want a piece of that.
So who is your market? You mentioned mothers or parents worried about their kids. Is that sort of the main part of the market?
Well, that's where we started. So we started with mums and bubs, and we kicked off in June this year. And it just seemed like a natural fit for me because, you know, I'm an Australian mum. I've got a 3.5-year-old. I'm pregnant with my next child. And I just thought, well, I'm shopping in this space all the time, so this will be easy for me to source. But what I've realised since then is that the potential is just much bigger than that. It's much bigger than mums and bubs. And so we're expanding into Australian lifestyle products. And everyone just wants to try it and see if it makes a difference to their lives in China.
What are some of the best sellers?
Well, in my first week in business, I was looking around for a pawpaw ointment. And, you know, I have no background in retail. Let's just put that out there. So when somebody says to you, you're going to need to buy 9,000 tubes of pawpaw ointment, you think, well, that's quite a lot of pawpaw ointment. And if this doesn't go well, I'm going to have a lifetime supply for me, my family, and the entire neighbourhood. But it did go well. And we've sold, I think we're up to 12,000 tubes of this pawpaw ointment that had never been heard of in China before.
You have a unique kind of entry point, don't you? You know, your father, the way you were raised, your language skills, your partner, you get China. How can the rest of us get China?
I'm not going to pretend that it's easy. It's not easy for someone like me, so I imagine it'd be very difficult for somebody who has zero connection with China. What these cross-border e-commerce policies that China has introduced do for the rest of us, though, is that it makes it easier for Australian businesses to sell direct into China without having a presence on the ground. So you can have an Australian corporate entity that is trading on either Alibaba or JD or one of the other big platforms. But even so, it's pretty tricky. And it took me about 9 months of planning to get there. And so, yeah, it is challenging. You certainly need to have people on the ground. My business partner is local. So, yeah, I know everyone wants a piece of it. And it's really worth having a crack at it. But, yeah, you do need to prepare.
In your first month on the Alibaba online market, Tmall Global, Jessica's Suitcase did more than 100,000 worth of sales, right? 100,000.
Yeah.
So how is business today? I don't know if you like to reveal your numbers, although I love to hear them.
Look, business is tough for everyone and we're a startup. But we were very happy to reach a position where we were pretty much breaking even by October from June. And my mum had said to me, look, if you're breaking even by the end of your first year in business, you're doing all right. So it's like a pretty expensive MBA and a crash course. But we're doing great. And on 11/11, which is the Singles Day promotion you were referring to earlier, we did 160,000 in the day, which was phenomenal. I mean, we just didn't expect that.
Yeah. And in terms of staff, how many have you employed, or how does it work? And are you looking to expand those numbers?
Yeah, look, I'd love to expand them. we've got between 5 and 6 full-time at the moment. We would like to grow that significantly because it's just getting to a point now where, you know, it's a lot of conference calls.
And also, you mentioned your mother. Now, your mother is a business success story in Australia. Is she the kind of where you go for a lot of your advice?
Yeah, absolutely. She's come home from overseas and I am raiding her brain all the time. I give her my P&L statement to look over and she makes me a cup of tea and takes my 3-year-old to the toilet while I put my feet up to reduce the swelling in my ankles. So she's a good multitasker and she's got exactly the skill set I need right now.
Yeah. Now, Chinese social media has been a big part of your quick success. Which platforms did you latch onto and how do you use them? Because that's so crucial, isn't it, to sending a message out, particularly cheaply?
Yeah, social media has been a really important part of this. And one of the reasons I launched on JD is because JD is owned by Tencent. Tencent is the company that owns WeChat. So Tencent has a 20% holding in JD.com, which is Alibaba's biggest competitor. And as a result, you can't use WeChat, which is how everyone in China communicates. Everyone in the Chinese community in Australia is on WeChat. My whole family is on WeChat. Everybody's on WeChat. You cannot use WeChat to send an Alibaba link. And that becomes really problematic for those of us who are doing business on Alibaba, because then somebody has to get out of their WeChat platform in order to go into another browser and access an Alibaba site. So we're on WeChat, and WeChat connects beautifully and integrates beautifully with JD. And we're also on Weibo, and Weibo integrates beautifully with Alibaba. So both platforms are pretty vital. And how we use them? Well, same way I use Twitter and Facebook. I sit on them, scroll, refresh a lot of the day, try and keep on top of the latest trends and hashtags and keep up to date. And as you would know, there's no Facebook, there's no Twitter in China. Those are the two platforms that matter.
Now, can we talk about baby formula? There's a shortage in Australia and online sales to China have been reported as one of the main drivers of this. Supermarkets are limiting the number of tins customers can buy. I know you sell baby formula on your site. Why is Australian baby formula in such high demand?
Well, it's in high demand for the reasons I listed earlier, and they are that people trust Australia. People trust brand Australia in China. They look at our baby formula. They see pictures of cows being super happy in lovely paddocks, and they go, yes, please, I'd love to give that to my child. And as a mum, I completely relate to that. And a lot of Chinese mums choose not to breastfeed, and so they are really dependent on foreign manufacturers for baby formula, and Australia just happens to be one of those. New Zealand, of course, is doing very well in that space as well. I think the other thing to add about baby formula is that this huge demand that we're seeing is going to naturally increase the supply that's available in Australia as the manufacturers get around to adjusting their projections and going, oh, right, so China really wants this. How are we going to meet that demand? This is an adjustment and the market will naturally correct it.
And how do you manage demand for formula on your site? Is that difficult?
I think the important thing for everyone to understand is that there's product that's put aside for export and there's product that's put aside for the local market here in Australia. And the problem is in the grey market where you've got punters going into your big supermarkets and chemists and buying up loads of formula and selling it through dodgy platforms online. And I want to make clear that I don't participate in that, and the big formula manufacturers don't either. They all have their own stores online in China. So they want to be able to separate the local domestic demand here in Australia and the demand from China. And what it comes down to is retailers in Australia trying to control who is buying and how much they're buying from Australian stores.
Jess, it's been so lovely to talk to you again.
Thanks.
And that's Jessica Thanks. Rudd. She's the author and the founder of Jessica's Suitcase, joining us here on RN Drive. I'm Patricia Karvelas on your radio till 7:30.